Welcome to my podcast, The Fourth Trimester, where I talk about all things motherhood. Here, I am going to be sharing with you guys a ton of useful information about my holistic motherhood, pregnancy, and postpartum. I actually already recorded this episode today on my hike with baby Henry, and even though I said everything I wanted to say, it turns out a bit shaky because I was watching Henry walk next to me and I was pushing the big stroller over this pretty bumpy trail. He's really not interested in getting in his stroller right now, but I bring it with me just in case he needs a little break from the trail, which he like never does, which just amazes me how this kid just never gets tired out. And I was also holding my phone trying to record this episode, so it was a little silly and I sounded a little bit out of breath and it was really funny. And I'm like, you know what, like, people are going to make fun of me how I'm huffing and puffing, so I figured it would be better to record after Henry's bedtime. I'm a little sad though because I loved how he was with me in the episode with his precious little voice. He's literally always with me and that's my real mom life, so I definitely will be including my little munchkin in the next episode. Everything is just better with baby Henry by my side, so I just need to get this first episode out and then you guys will hear him all the time. So, if you don't already know me, my name is Coco. I'm 25 years old and I'm the mother of an amazing 18-month-old baby boy named Henry Elliott. We currently live on the little island of Martha's Vineyard where both my husband and I were born and raised, so we are really happy to be raising our little boy here as well. I actually started working on my podcast a while ago when Henry was about 7 months old, and then shortly after he started walking at 7.5 months old, which is super early, so I got extremely busy, way busier than I already was, and people were like, oh my god, like, how old is that baby? Because he was so teeny tiny when he started walking that it just didn't even look right. And it was so hilarious and adorable. But even though I had a lot of content planned out for my podcast, I wasn't able to revisit it and give it the time and amount of energy I wanted to give it until now. We're definitely in a slower phase of life at the moment, especially because it's fall now and not the crazy summer, so I'm able to make a lot more time for this and give it my all, which I'm really happy about. I named my podcast The Fourth Trimester because we all know that there are three trimesters of pregnancy, but there's also a fourth trimester that society doesn't talk about enough, which is new motherhood, postpartum, and after baby is born. My podcast is the podcast for the expecting mother and the new mother, or someone who's even been a mom for a long time. It's also for anyone who just wants to hear real information about motherhood and how we can better support pregnant and postpartum mothers. I created this because there really aren't many sources out there for expecting mothers that are real and raw about postpartum. Expecting mothers just aren't informed enough about the fourth trimester, and I'm here to change that. When I was an expecting mother of Henry, I would have greatly benefited from hearing a honest and transparent podcast about motherhood like this one. So, everyone talks so much about the pregnancy and the birth of the baby, which is all well and good and obviously amazing, but I'm going to shed a major light on the birth of the new mother. And I'm going to be talking about what new motherhood is really like, how intense it is, and how much work it is. And by work, I don't mean work like a job, because to me, motherhood is so much more valuable than a job. So I wouldn't use that word for it. I would like to say that motherhood is a calling, and if you're sacrificing your life to raise a child and you're making an effort to raise an enlightened child, if you are surrendering to the time commitment that raising a child requires, then you are truly doing the work of God. To me, motherhood is a walk with God, and that's why it's such a beautiful journey. Not only will I be sharing my own real stories about being a mother, but I will also be having other moms talk on my podcast from time to time about their experiences. Listeners need to know that motherhood is not one size fits all, and every motherhood is so different and so uniquely beautiful. I'm someone who truly believes that motherhood should be very empowering to a woman and that it should be fully embraced and celebrated. Though motherhood is intense, and I know I keep mentioning that, it is the most beautiful, pure, and exciting experience that a woman could ever have. Motherhood is a spiritual practice that's always evolving, changing, and growing. My podcast is here to remind the new mom that she doesn't have to subscribe to other people's negative ideas surrounding motherhood. No one can define motherhood for you, and motherhood is what we make it. I think mothers that realize how precious of a gift it is easily make the best of it, or wholeheartedly learn to make the best of it. When you're pregnant or you're just in your childbearing years, you will hear a lot of things like, you'll lose your body when you have a baby, you'll lose your friends when you have a baby, you're not going to have any fun anymore, you'll have no peace in your life, you'll lose a hold of your own life, etc., etc. You get the picture, we've all heard these things, but I'm here to tell you that none of these things are true. However, you can definitely make these false ideas true in your own experience as a mom if you choose to subscribe to them. I unsubscribed to all of these ideas long before my child was born, and the idea that people have created that really hits home for me is that you can't have a peaceful motherhood. Excuse me. And in my podcast, I'll be talking a lot about how you can have a peaceful motherhood and the things to focus on that will help you do so. It's inevitable that there are going to be chaotic moments in motherhood, but you can be a calm and happy mother, and you can choose to react to those chaotic moments with a level head and a positive outlook. This is something that I've meditated on a lot in my experience as a mom, and this is something that I am always working on. Meditating and motherhood is possible, and I will be sharing all the things I've done to find a healthy balance in motherhood. It's not easy, and it takes some perseverance. It's a learning curve for all moms to figure out how to carve out time for meditation and self-care. But when we make that time, even if it's a small amount of time, we can bring so much peace upon ourselves and our children. I am also here to normalize talking about all of the things that are difficult to talk about in motherhood. Having honest conversations about real motherhood that might make people feel uncomfortable or emotional needs to be normalized. Instead of pretending that the nitty-gritty of motherhood doesn't exist, people need to be communicating about it often. I'm going to be uploading a new episode of The Fourth Trimester every Sunday night. I hope you guys will tune in, and if you've listened this far today, thank you so much for listening. Next Sunday's episode is going to be Henry Elliott's birth story. It's an intense and special story, so the episode will be a bit long. I feel like all birth stories are long because they're all intense in their own right. And it's such a beautiful and unbelievable miracle of an experience that how could it not be long, right? I've never shared our birth story online, and I feel like now is the time. And I say our birth story because, like I said, it is not only the birth of the baby, but it's also the birth of the new mother. So it is Henry and my birth story. In this next episode, I also want to talk about the beginning of my breastfeeding experience because it began in the hospital where Henry was born, and it's such a big component of my birth story. I'm going to share with you how I have gone on to happily nurse my son for 18 months, and I originally planned on nursing Henry for 1 year, but once I reached that goal, I decided to go on for 2 years. I'm really proud of this accomplishment because nursing can be very trying and difficult and draining at times, and I have so many nursing tips to share with women who plan on nursing when their baby is born, and also for moms who are already nursing and have struggles with it but want to continue. It really has been such a beautiful bonding journey for both Henry and I. And I'm happy to be supporting other women in their breastfeeding journeys. I do have to hop off here, you guys. Like I said, the boys are sound asleep for the night, so this is when I get most of my alone time, and I'm going to take a hot shower. I might have to stay up later to get my real alone time, even when I'm totally exhausted, but when I take this time to care for myself and my body alone, I have a much better and more productive morning. So I hope you all have a beautiful rest of your day or night, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.